Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Happy Red Friday! The Chiefs taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this Sunday, 3:25. Pre-game begins right here on your Fox radio home at noon. We'll get you right up to kickoff. Going to be a big game. And of course, there'll be somebody that will probably come away with the MVP game ball. It's a tradition in the NFL, and now with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, we spotlight and focus on the men and women of labor for their outstanding achievements, for what they do in our community. And this morning, I'm very pleased to be back with the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, my partner, Elise Martini. Good morning.
Good morning, Slacker. Ooh.
You got your Chiefs jersey on. You got your Mahomes jersey on.
Got it. I'm telling you, after that last week's game, what a squeaker. I need a little bit more of a rest and relaxation. That was a tough game.
Well, it's going to be a tough one on Sunday, but somebody's going to get the game ball. And that gave us the opportunity all this NFL season. We've been showcasing the men and women of labor who have exhibited outstanding performance. And for those who may not be familiar with the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP, tell us a little bit about it.
So we have members call our different local unions and literally nominate someone that they feel deserves winning the MVP member of the week. And this week is unbelievable. He was nominated from a member out in the field because he literally saved someone's life out in the field just recently from a horrible accident. We pride ourselves on safety, and when a horrible accident does happen, if that individual does the right thing, which Sean did the right thing, it's amazing. So we're highlighting a member from Operating Engineers 101.
You know what? I'd like to think that all of our members are heroes, and today we literally have a hero. First of all, Sean, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Morning.
Sean, we're going to talk a little bit about your career in the unions, but I know you're a humble hero, but when you save a man's life, I've got to hear that story. Can you share it with us?
We were digging ditch and putting in pipe. We had a manhole barrel section. The lifting eyes broke out of it. Went down and it pinned a guy in between the manhole and barrel section. Cut his arm off. So I went down in there. A tourniquet on with my shirt.
Sure.
Thing I had. Then I went and grabbed his arm, and three other guys and me carried him up out of the ditch, and they were calling 911. Our inspector was, and it wasn't very long after we got him out of there. Police started showing up. They said that he only had half the blood left in him.
So wow.
I think they put a needle in him, went straight to bone marrow because he was so low. So
wow.
I guess KU reattached it. It was all night. He come back out the job, it always feel a lot better seeing him.
Sean Guilfoyle, our guest this morning from Operators Local 101, and brother, thank you for that amazing historic action. And I'm quite sure the family of that individual is very pleased for your quick action as well.
Yeah, I don't think his wife was enjoying it too much.
No.
She acted mad that he was still around. No,
Sean, tell us a little bit about some of the, and first of all, how long have you been in the operators?
Well, I used to be in labor, so I've been in 20 or 21 years.
Wow. Sean Guilfoyle, this week's MVP guest, along with Elise Martini, the business manager of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council. And Sean, I know you've been in the trades for many years. You're a hero on many levels. But for those listening this morning who might be interested in considering a career in the trades and being part of the union, what would you say to them?
Well, the laborers and the operators both have apprentice programs. They'll get you started. And that's a benefit to the companies because they do whatever 60% while you're on training. So it helps the companies out, helps the guys out. It's a pretty good outfit to work for. Kept me busy for about 6 years now. So
when you're not working, when you're not saving lives, tell us a little bit about some of the things you like to do.
I do a little hunting. Love watching Chiefs. Especially Dirty Dan thumping people. And always Mahomes, you know.
Yeah.
I got to say Travis Kelce too, because my old lady's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
For some weird reason.
That makes two of us. You have kids?
I do. I have two little girls.
Oh, that's awesome. A girl dad.
Yeah. Yep. They're a handful, that's for sure.
Well, on behalf of the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, Elise Martini, and all the folks in labor, we want to say thank you for your service. A big thank you for your heroic action, and present you, quite literally, with this week's Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP Game Ball. Sean, congratulations.
Thank you.
At least for those who are listening this morning who might consider, like Sean, becoming part of the, whether it's operators or any one of the trade council unions, how can they do that?
Absolutely. They can call us in the office, which is 816-836-8485. Or we have a great website, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And I do want to let folks know that the member that was injured was a member of 1290 Labor's Local 1290, and he is fine. He's actually got feelings in that arm now.
That's awesome.
And he's doing great, but that's because of Sean. It's a horrible story, but a great ending.
Well, Sean, before I let you go, any thoughts on Sunday's game?
Oh, you know the Chiefs are going to win. Probably by 2 touchdowns.
Well, I hope you're right. For all the men and women of labor, we say thank you for your tireless effort in keeping Kansas City moving, keeping Kansas City union. Elise Martini, my partner for the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, and this week's MVP, Sean Guilfoyle of Operating Engineers, Local 101. My friend Elise Martini. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you, Slacker.
Kansas City, the home of the world champions, and also home to the best classic rock station in the universe. 101.